statements. But Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself will not stand. If Satan casts out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then will his kingdom stand? And if I cast out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore, they shall be your judges. But if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you."
Glory to God. This is Wonder in Reality. This is Jim. It is the week of the Super Bowl, and so this message is a supernatural day, supernatural week, supernatural Sunday. The one thing we as followers of Jesus, I believe that we are missing that's the most important thing. Of course, it's our relationship with the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ. The supernatural walk with Him. That's what we all want that. That's what will fulfill us. That, and we're missing it. We go do everything else, even in the Christian walk. We go do just about everything else. But let's do the one thing. Seek Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, with everything we have. And when we do, we will enter into the supernatural life with Him, which is what we will experience for eternity. Amen. In heaven. But let's start it on the earth. That quote at the beginning that I just presented, famous teaching of Jesus Christ. He's talking about kingdoms. And just the last portion there. If I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, the kingdom's come upon you. The Holy Spirit, He's the key. He's the whole key. He is the kingdom. The kingdom of God. You know that in a lot of my messages I talk about this subject. It's so important. Jesus Christ's most frequent topic when He was on the earth was the kingdom. His most frequent topic. You can look up in a concordance. What did Jesus talk about the most? And the concordance will list all the times He talked about the kingdom. And let's think about that. A kingdom. You know, we from the natural, we know kind of what a kingdom is, right, on the earth. A kingdom is, well, it's when a king has a certain geographic area that he's over. Well, I mean, this is one interpretation. That's his kingdom. I mean, let's say it's the country. Let's say if there was a king in a country anywhere in the world, that's his kingdom, essentially, and all everything in it is his. Well, essentially, not. That's an oversimplification. But it's so fascinating that Jesus would use that word, the kingdom. But I want to get right to the point. The kingdom is Him, God Almighty, Jesus the Christ, the Holy Spirit. He is the kingdom. Because everything outside of Him is completely dead and really will not last for eternity, is dead and has no meaning, no value, and will not exist for eternity. Remember in the previous message I gave, I talked about Jesus wonderful teaching about a seed. Unless a seed falls into the ground and dies, it lives alone. So there's two options for that seed. It can just remain a seed and it has no value. It doesn't bear any fruit. But if it dies, it bears much fruit, and it bears all this fruit, and it's just on and on and on. We could use that same analogy with God's kingdom. Anything outside of God's kingdom has no value. It lives alone, no value, and it'll pass away. But when someone gets in God's kingdom, which is Him, when they find Him through Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit, now they are part of Him and they have life and will actually live forever and will produce fruit and will now is part of His supernatural Him, which is He's supernatural, and so His kingdom is supernatural. And so that's what we want. I'm giving these analogies, but it's so simple. It's literally just seeking God with our whole heart, and He's all around us, and the Holy Spirit is the one who's all around us. But it is fascinating, you know, the kingdom. Like, and I've said this before, you know, you look up, just search on the internet for what, you know, teachers are saying is the kingdom of God, and they give their interpretation, and they give some long teaching. It's the God's government, God's rule over all things. Well, yes, that's all true, but it's Him. He's the kingdom. His kingdom is Him and all the things He creates and does. Amen. So why didn't Jesus just say, instead of the kingdom of God, say, you know, me? Or you know, I'm the king. Well, he does everything perfectly. Amen. We don't need to analyze what He's doing. He is the truth. He's the way, the truth, the life. Everything He says is the truth. And so, you know, we can just learn from that when we think about, okay, the kingdom of God. He has to say it that way because the only things in the universe that have any meaning, that have any value, that have any life, are things in Him. He does not live. He is life. He is life. Like, everything outside of Him is death. So, simple message, but we want the supernatural life. That's what we all want and need and desire. That's what will fulfill us. That's what we were designed and made to do. Even though, you know, I'll say it again, 99% or more of people on the earth never even get close to this supernatural life. So how do we do it? Let's seek Him with our whole heart. Let's also pray in tongues. If God has given you the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you have the gifts of the Holy Spirit can be operating in your life. One of those is speaking in tongues, which essentially, that recharges our spirit person, our spirit person's battery, so to speak. You know, it gives us, we connect with the Holy Spirit when we do that. And it's glorious. God wants to give you that. Just receive it. Seek Him with all your heart, and you'll start receiving these wonderful things. That's a way to connect with the Holy Spirit. And interceding for whatever God calls us to intercede for. Also, yes, listening to messages is great. If there's a teacher that's in your flow, that like your father in the spirit, and that can be a man or a woman, that you connect with, when you listen to their messages or watch them or read their books, that's that same spirit. You know, you can flow in that. And you'll know, you know, what you click with. There's a lot of great teachers out there. I hope that you click with these teachings. I hope that these help in teaching and building hunger. But the glorious Lord, Jesus Christ, on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works will I meditate. When we see the nature, the S-U-N, the sun, that's like a natural kind of, you know, definitely it's a symbol of God Almighty, but His presence in the Spirit is kind of, has that same, some of those, let me say it this way, the S-U-N has some of the same natural qualities of what the glorious Spirit of God, what His Spirit, what He has. We know that Jesus' face, His countenance, shined like the sun. And, you know, some people in the Old Testament, Moses, when they were in the presence of God, afterwards their face shined. That's the light of God. But it's spiritual. It's supernatural. We want to connect to that. We're so used to the natural that that's what we stay in. Let's go into those that dimension where the supernatural dimension. Let's press on into that and let's experience that. And just do it. It's just between you and God Almighty. You know, fire has that same, those same quality of, you know, fire produces light, doesn't it? It's a flame. It's light. It's heat. The sun is hot. You get up close to the S-U-N, it's a fire. This is God. God created these things. Now, fire on the earth is a different thing. But these are, these are symbols, yes, but again, the qualities of these entities are similar to, or they're kind of a faint example of the real light of the world, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, the real fire. Jesus talked about fire, that there's seven flames burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Glory to God. Glory. When you start experiencing the Holy Spirit, He's all you will want. He's Jesus Christ. He's the real Jesus. And we have to experience Him in the supernatural to get that. You know, Jesus said, God is spirit. Those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. So we're totally missing out if we just stay in the natural. I'm as guilty as anybody. I need to hear this. Let's move into the supernatural. Amen. A great man of God talks about when the Holy Spirit comes upon him, the anointing, and warm air flows around him. A gentle breeze, a wind blows around him like a warm blanket coming over his body, and every part of him just settles like a storm that calms. And he worships the Lord. He says he was in a gentle tornado flowing around him. That's the Spirit of God. That's the anointing. That's the kingdom of God. That's only available deep into the third phase, the fourth phase of walking with him. Most of us are just, most Christians are in that very early stages of the first phase. It's not, this glorious presence I'm talking about, it's not available in the first phase. It's not available. But it is available to those who continue on and move through the second, move through the third. We can do that. I don't know where you are in your walk with Jesus Christ, but if you're sincerely walking with him, you're in God's perfect will. Just keep on going. Amen. Thanks for listening.